Chavis Lavavis said something very interesting. He's talking about making money. Last week we discussed about somebody who the Ribbono Shel Olam gives a lot of money, more than he needs to live on. Obviously, it's not just for himself, it's also to give out to other people. And people make a toast, they think all the money is for themselves. This week he discusses how Yeshnom Gam Anoshim Shekol Ishtadlus Nitzpor Hoin Lagdol Yisei Ene Elo Pnei Shim Oivim Kovim Bnei Adam. People like to make a lot of money. What's the reason why? Some people, because they like the... It gives them infinite possibilities. It gives them the ability to... When you have all the money, you can decide what you want to do. Everything is open in front of you. So a lot of people like money because they like to covet. They want covet. The people are mechavet, somebody has a lot of money. And they like covet. Pnei Shim Reitzim Latzis Atzim Shem Oidei Oishir. And since they want to make themselves a name of fame, they should become famous. So it doesn't make a difference how much money they have. It's not gonna be enough. Vashkofa zu shebechol rechushim hu yesegol shekhol shu rechushim hu yesegol lemurim yesla kovet yishtus mitzidom. However, this mindset that the extent of their wealth is how much kovet they deserve is foolishness. It's simply because they don't realize what gives a person covet, true covet. Why does a person want to have covet idei ashiris? Because he sees that somebody that's famous, everybody oohs and ahs when he passes by, drives by in his Rolls Royce, and everybody's stopping to look. Everybody's mouth agape, everybody's, you know, wowing him. So it feels geschmack. Somebody that has that, it enjoys it. He says something fascinating. He says the Chavis Chavis something fascinating. Why are they mechaber and usher? He says, Achlamite shel dover en lumen mizesh ashirim omnim marim lekovid. From this, however, from the fact that people are mechaber, it doesn't really mean that they deserve covid. Even though we saw in the Mishnah Berurah that when you stop mipnei hakovid mipnei hayira, Aliva Delgosa Vnei Kovid means also an usher, says the Mishnah Berurah. So Yesh Lain. But he says the Chavis Lavavis something fascinating. He says it doesn't mean, just because people are mechavdin doesn't mean that they're royal Kovid. Shemasha Amoin Am mechavdin es Hashirim Hu. Why is the Amoin Am? Why the mass is mechavdin a gvir? Vipnei Shem Chaimdim es Ha'oishu Shalehem. Because they want them, they desire their money. Vechoishrim Lim Shei Choyser Elayim B'lehen Es Mimeno Ha'idei Shem Eschan From Lehem. So if you give them covet, and the person sees you give me covet, it's even a subconscious thing, because it could be that the guy's not even going to see you. But a person wants to have some of that money, so the way that they get the money is, if I'm a chabad him, maybe he'll look at me better, maybe he'll look at me in a good light, maybe he'll remember me next time, maybe he'll give me a good donation, v'chulu. What can I get from him? And mamela, when a person is mechabad the gvir, it's simply not because, it doesn't really make a difference who the person is himself, it's his money. That's really the defining factor of whether or not a person is royal or covered or not. What's a covered a person gets covered? It's because of the person themselves, or it's because of something external? It's their money. It doesn't make a difference who the person himself is. It doesn't make a difference if it's a low person, or it's a lowly person, or it's a chashver person. It doesn't make a difference if it's a man, if it's a woman. It doesn't make a difference if they're ben ter, if they're not ben ter, if they're goy, if they're yid. They have money. So it's something that's intrinsic. It's not something which is be'etzem shaykh to the mensch. As opposed to real covet is something which is totally in the person themselves. For example, there's a maisa that they said happened by Shlomo Zalman's Levaya. There was a 250,000 people, 250,000 people by Shlomo Zalman's Levaya. And supposedly one of the policemen there, Friar Guy, he says, if I would know that dying, I would have this many people by my Leviah, I would die right now. For me, it's worth it to die right now to have this amount of people by the Leviah. How many people come to a Gvir's Leviah? 250,000? 2,500? 250? What's the pshat? If the Taka Roy covered, so how come after May of Esther, we don't find the same cover? What's Taka the pshat? What's the... Because it's not, because after he's dead, he can't help you out anymore. That's exactly what the Chavis Lavavis is saying. If you want his money, it's already too late now. It's not going to help you to be in the covenant. Maybe if the children see the money, so then they see who's coming to Leviah, then you get something from them. But that's a person, it's a subconscious thing. A person really wants to see, what can I get from this person? How could this person help me? And the male, they're mechabed them, but not b'etzem because the roi lekovin. He says something else, mitzad ha'amoynam. Says the Chavis Levavis, also mitzad ha'amoynam, he says, v'ilu ha'yil la'amoynam seichel, y'mevinu ki'en b'chotum ha'koich, m'shal ha'shirim lo'seh, y'srak m'isha bo'y gozi shinulay. It doesn't help to kiss up to a gvir to try to get some of his money, because mamanam shach, if you're supposed to get the money, you'll get the money regardless. And if you're not supposed to get the money, it's not going to help you. So what are you doing? Mamanam shach, to be choyin of him, that's not the way to get the money. If they would have realized that it's only a Kaddish Baruch Hu, no one can give anybody else money except for Kaddish Baruch Hu. He says, if a person would realize that it's only a Kaddish Baruch Hu, they could give them anything, then they would be telling a Kaddish Baruch Hu, they would turn to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and they wouldn't. And you see the Gedolim. The Gedolim, they never kissed up to a Gvir. Never. It wasn't the people, the Gedolim, that were collecting money. They never. Anything that, if the Gvir did something to them that wasn't to their liking, that's it. They were out the window. Nothing doing. No. Somebody's telling me about his father's very close to an Adam Gadol Ad Moed, and they made a parlor meeting for him, and he was flown into with a helicopter to the parlor meeting, and in the middle something wrong was going on there for his Moedes. Bekitzer, in the middle something was going on that he didn't like. He tapped the guy's father on the shoulder and he said, "Let's go." He booked out in the middle. They got this whole thing to you. We can lose all the money, all the gevirim, all the whatchamacallit. Something that was not kefir ruach haTorah that he felt was mamish not proper. I said, I am not going to get the money. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is in charge of the money. I'm not worried about getting the money, in not to get it in a way which is not. And that's really what he continues. And he says, first of all, who's royal covered? Somebody that stands out with milas mishubachos, midos tevers. Those that mechabed me, I'm mechabed them. The person that's a really roi lekavod is somebody that works on himself to be roi lekavod, not somebody that happens to have money or government external things, trappings that cause other people to be mechabed him. And he says that a person, sometimes a person, it happens that a person. Because they like covet so much, and because they think that money is what gives them covet, so then they're willing to go through all different types of means of even shaloy al derech haTorah to be able to get money. And instead of thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for what he gave for them, he's going connect them and get connect the Rebbeinu Shalom. And he says, "He maznich nes chayvosum leishtadol es daris lamales achreves shaber hitel aleim." Instead of using their money to fulfill their obligations that the Rebbeinu Shalom placed upon them, and to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for the Torah, dvarim shal yodam leisafik hayu misigin yoyser kal v'yoyser maris arishu rakavet shem shreifim ilav v'shamar akosav arichom v'minus v'leish v'chavet v'yinem v'yish v'chavet v'lfanecho. That had they used their money properly and they thanked Hashem, thanked the Rebbeinu Shalom for their money and used their money the way that the Rebbeinu Shalom would want them to use the money, then they would be masig what they're trying to be masig in a much easier oifen than the ways that they have to cheat and kedoyim to be able to get their money. Because when you go al piderach haTorah, then it's always easier to achieve that which you want to achieve. And he says, sometimes the pomim efshalim tzei ben reitvei amam and keila sheigiu al amam and el kaseh tavasma idei mamatzeim vigiu asam yeshin keila sheigiu al amam and idei yirusha bedorachim daimim. Sometimes a person expends a tremendous effort to get money. Sometimes he gets it through Yerusha. People think, and they think the only way that they got this money is because they got a Yerusha, they got inheritance, or because they put in 16-hour days. And if they wouldn't have done this, they wouldn't have gotten the Yerusha, they wouldn't have had the money. And they thank their boss, or they thank the dead person who left an inheritance, or his wife, and they don't thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'kamehim daimim b'zeh l'adam shalach b'midbar v'takav v'sei tzimoyin. He says, "Mashal amad over daimah." Somebody that's in the desert and he's thirsty like crazy. And umatza b'avor echar mayim shinim esukum. And he found water that was dirty, wasn't so gishmak, but he was so thirsty that he drank it anyhow. The Samach by Simcha Deli, he was so happy with it. And he satiated himself with this water. A few meters down the when he continued walking, he found a spring with delicious water. He was kicking himself that he filled himself up on the water before, and that was not good water. When had he held off a little bit, when he gotten the, he would have satisfied himself with much more geshmaka water that's coming from the spring. So too, those people that are thirsty for money, and they try to use whatever possibility is given their way to be able to get money, even if it involves tremendous effort and difficulties. They're willing to do it just to make money. And had they not been so thirsty and so driven to make a few dollars, then, or even many dollars, but if they're supposed to get the money, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to them without them expending so much effort. There's actually a fascinating Goyin in Eben Shlomo. He says in Beis Yud, Mashemasik Balataiva Acharei Vishtadlus Binin Ra, what a Balataiva gets, whatever his taiva is, for food, for money, for whatever it might be, he says what he's Maisig Berei Vishtadlus Binin Ra, that it takes him a tremendous amount of effort, and usually it's not through the best of means that he gets his taivas. Nasi L'tmimei Derech Binin Toiv L'Yomo. It happens to those that are tmimei derech, those that are tamim, not rishoyim, not bali taiva, those that are herlich betmimus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to them with ease and in a gishmak leifin. Ukumay b'kovid, shekol ha-berech mimenu rei defachrav, kachu b'chol ha-tevis. Just like by COVID, people that are driven for COVID, they look for COVID in all areas. We know that somebody that's rei defachrav covered, the COVID is beras mimenu. Somebody that's Barech min haKovid, the Kovid is Barech menu. So the person that's so desperate and so driven for Kovid, till he finally gets himself Kovid after so many mamatzim, because Betzim is always running away from him, he finally gets it. The person that doesn't run after Kovid, the person that's not looking for the Kovid runs after him and he gets it in a Eifim, which is much easier. He says, Keinu b'chol ha-taivis. He says it's the same way with all taivis, not just with Kovid. That's just a mashal that Chazal give, but it's with all taivis. And they bring down the Hagah on the bottom of the Eben Shlomo. He says, "By Shlomo HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Shlomo HaMelech in a dream, and he says to him, what do you want? What do you want? Do you want that you should have Ashiris? Do you want that I should give you all the, you should win all your Mohammeds against your enemies? Or do you want Chachma?' So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want Chachma. So Rabbi Shlomo says, you didn't ask for the other things, I'm going to give them to you also. In addition to the Chachma, I'm going to give you the other things. That means Ma'on Hashach. Was Shlomo HaMelech supposed to get the money or not? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, listen here, I can give you money. You want the money, you do not want money. So now, a person thinks, listen here, if I say yes, then I'm going to get the money. If I say no, then obviously I'm not going to get the money. Here, Shlomo HaMelech said no, and he was supposed to get the money, so he got the money. He answered the right answer, even without asking for it, he was able to get it in Oifin. Instead of getting an Oifin Ra, why would it be an Oifin Ra? Because he'd be losing all the Chokhmah. He'd be asking for money instead of Chokhmah, he wouldn't have gotten the Chokhmah. Instead, he asked for Chokhmah. He went Bismimi Derech, and Mamela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave him the Ashiris in a tremendous, in the best Eifer. And that's really a mindset that if a person is supposed to get the money, then he's going to get the money. And he doesn't have to spend tremendous effort. And he doesn't have to do Ishtalis. A certain Ishtalis he has to do. But it doesn't have to be Ma'al Me'ever, that it doesn't allow him for his Avodas Hashem, doesn't allow him time for davening, doesn't allow him time for learning. If he's supposed to get it, he's going to get it. It's not going to come this way, it's going to come that way. Doesn't make a difference. Looks like if he'd taken that job, he'd be making more money. Who knows? Maybe he'd have to pay more taxes. He'd be in a different tax bracket, and a few of his and his car would break, and you have to buy a new one. Instead, now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the brainness of how it works out at the end of the day, that you have the same amount of money. That is up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That you don't have to worry about. But at the end of the day, if you're supposed to get the money, you'll get the money in the best possible oifin, even without having to resort to all types of tactics that are not OP, Derech HaTorah.